现在是我们读经的时间 It's a time for us to reading the scripture. Today's scripture is Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 to 29. 今天所念的是加拉太书的三章二十六到二十九节。因为只有三四节的话，我们就一起来念。我们先念中文的，然后呢，我们再念一遍英文的。We're going to read it once in Chinese and the other one is the English. The first we're going to read it in Chinese. The second time we're going to read it in English. 请。
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。你们受洗归入基督了，都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女。因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
Now we're going to read it in English. Please. We are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. May God bless the reading of His scriptures. 接下来我们请牧师正道的题目是受浸归入基督。Now is the time for Pastor Wan to give the sermon, and the topic is baptized into Christ.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Hello, everybody.
好，感谢主，今天有六位弟兄姐妹受浸。
Thank the Lord that there are six people getting baptized today.
谢谢这六位弟兄姐妹，他们美好的见证，愿主赐福他们每一位。
And thank the Lord for their testimony. May the Lord bless them.
对于边菲菲、辛思涵、卢子瑜、吴恩礼、杜平、杨韶红，六位弟兄姐妹，今天是他们人生一个新的开始。
To those six individuals, Fei Fei, Kevin, Alex, Patrick, Du Ping, Shell, today is the start of a new beginning.
今天是他们受浸的日子，是他们在神跟人的面前宣布自己是一个属于耶稣基督的人，从此以后在他们的身上有基督的印记。
Your baptism today is your declaration before God and people here that you belong to Christ, and from this day forward, your baptism is a seal of your faith.
那他们的身份就永远改变了，从此以后在神在人的面前，他们就是一个基督徒。
Your identity is forever changed. From this day forward, you are a follower of Christ.
他们的生活也会改变，因为他们从今以后每天要跟爱他们的主耶稣基督生活在一起。
Their daily life is also changed, and from this day forward, they live each day with the one who loves them, Jesus.
我们信主之后，耶稣要把恩典跟喜乐放在我们的心里。我们所要做的就是每天让自己的心向着主耶稣开放。
The Lord Jesus gives them peace and joy in their heart, and all they need to do is to open their heart to Him.
我们成为基督徒，我们每天读圣经、祷告，而且从就对他们几位来说，从下个主日开始，每个礼拜天到神的殿中去敬拜神。
As a Christian, their life will include praying and reading the Bible, and come to worship God on Sunday starting next week.
而且我们一开始啊，弟兄姐妹，我们一开始就要做个真基督徒，不要做一个挂名的假基督徒。
Now I implore you that you want to start by being a true believer. Don't settle for being a Christian in name only.
现在我要根据圣经跟大家来看一下受浸的意义，就请大家看一看加拉太书第三章二十六到二十九节。
Now I will share with you the meaning of baptism according to the Bible. So let's all turn our Bibles to Galatians chapter 3 verses 26 to 29.
你们手上如果有圣经的还是打开圣经，没有的话我们有字幕。
If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the passage.
我现在要请大家一起站立起来。
I invite all of you to stand.
我们用个恭敬的心来读神的话语。
Let's all respectfully read God's word together.
请和我一起再读一遍。所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受浸归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、士族的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。请坐。
Please be seated.
那这段圣经弟兄姐妹告诉我们成为基督徒的四个步骤。
This passage tells us the four steps of living as a Christian.
第一就是相信基督。
First is faith in Christ.
第二是受浸归入基督。
Second is to be baptized into Christ.
第三是披戴基督。
The third is to clothe yourself with Christ.
第四是在基督里面成为一家人。
The fourth is to becoming one family with fellow believers.
那第一是在受浸之前你必须有信心，你必须相信耶稣基督。
The first, before you can be baptized, you need to believe in Jesus Christ.
这段圣经说，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
In verse 26 it says, For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
做基督徒是从内心开始的。在你受浸之前，你应该心里面已经信了耶稣。
Being a Christian starts with your heart. So before you can be baptized, your heart must have faith in Jesus.
你们因信都是，一信了基督耶稣都是神的儿子。你称为神的儿女，不是因为你受了浸礼，而是因为你信了耶稣。
So it is through faith in Christ that you become children of God. The verse says that you are children of God not through baptism, but through faith in Christ Jesus.
那浸礼是神儿女的记号。你因为信了耶稣，成为神的儿女，因为成为神的儿女，才接受浸礼。
Now baptism, on the other hand, is the mark of a child of God.It is your faith in Jesus that makes you a child of God, and the baptism comes after you become a child of God.
就是为了你的罪而钉十字架的是耶稣基督，能够救你的也是耶稣基督。你信了耶稣，你受浸才有用。你没有信耶稣，你受浸也没用。
The one who was crucified for your sin is Jesus Christ. He's the one that saved you.
一个人如果他没有信心就去受浸，他所做的只是把衣服弄湿而已。
Now, if you get baptized without believing in Jesus, then all you did was get your clothes wet.
那我就请问大家，把衣服弄湿可以救一个人吗？一个人只要进入到水里面就可以得到永生吗？
Now, let me ask you, would getting your clothes wet save you? Would getting into a pool of water give you eternal life?
那当然是不可以。如果是可以的话，那些到海边去的或到游泳池里面玩水的人比你得救的更彻底。
Now, the answer is of course no, because otherwise, then those who spend their day at the beach or in a pool obviously be more saved than you are.
所以我们就问自己说，我受浸的时候我信了耶稣没有？
So you have to ask yourself, did I really believe in Jesus when I got baptized?
那请注意，我不是说你读通了圣经没有，我不是说你的行为变得完美了没有，我只是说你受浸的时候你心里面是不是已经信了耶稣。
Now, I did not ask whether you read the whole Bible yet or did everything perfect. The question here is, at the moment of your baptism, did your heart believe in Jesus?
只要你有认罪、悔改、接受耶稣做你的救主，就算你的信心很单纯、很幼稚，圣经都还不懂，但是你的浸礼是有效的，是蒙神所悦纳的。
As long as your repentance and acceptance of Jesus as your Lord and Savior is genuine, your baptism is meaningful and pleasing to God, even if your faith at the time was still young and you did not understand everything.
根据这段圣经，第二个步骤是你要受浸归入基督。
Second step is being baptized into Christ.
那就常常有人问我一个问题啊，如果说只要信耶稣就可以得救，那我为什么还要受浸？
Many times people ask pastor, If I believe in my heart Jesus is Lord, why do I still need to be baptized?
我觉得是这样子，如果你是一个很现实的人，你所谓的信耶稣只是要得救，那你真的不需要敬礼，不需要受敬的。
Now, if your only reason to believe in Jesus is so that you can be saved, then I would say you do not need to be baptized.
其实如果是那样子的话，你根本就不应该受敬，因为你还没有信主。
What I mean is, actually, if that were the case, then you haven't really truly believed in Jesus.
就是圣经所说的信主，不是为了要从神得好处，不是为了要上天堂。如果是存着那样的想法而去所谓的信主的人，他其实还没有相信。
Now, faith in Jesus, according to the Bible, is not about getting something from God, and it's not just about going to heaven. So if that's all you cared about, getting something good from God, then you haven't really believed.
因为圣经所说的信主是与神恢复关系，做神的儿女。
According to the Bible, putting faith in Jesus means to be reconciled with God.
所谓信耶稣，不是让已经很世俗的你再多得一些好处。
Believing in Jesus is not about getting something good for this life.
而是上帝借着耶稣寻回他所失去的儿女，跟你重新恢复关系。
To believe is about coming back to God, again becoming God's children.
那信主是一个人承认说，我原来那个没有神的生活是错的。
So faith is this, confessing that living without God was wrong and you're sorry for it.
于是他就向神认罪悔改，借着耶稣基督来与神恢复关系，这是信主。
So as a response, you confess your sin and turn around, which means repent to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
那敬礼就是对这个关系的承认跟肯定。
So baptism is the public declaration and confirmation of this relationship.
就好像是婚礼一样，婚礼是对夫妻关系的一种承认跟肯定，还有公开。
It's like a wedding. A wedding is a married couple's public declaration and confirmation.
要敬礼就是你与耶稣基督的关系的一种肯定跟公开。
So in the same way, a baptism is a confirmation and declaration of your personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
圣经说我们是受浸归入了基督，表示从此以后我们就是耶稣基督的人。那这个关系是从你受浸的那一刻开始，在神跟在人的面前就被肯定下来。
The Bible says that we were baptized into Christ, which means that you belong to Christ, and this relationship was confirmed before God and man the moment you were baptized.
就是在你受浸之前，你跟耶稣的这个关系还不是很肯定，也不是很明显，特别是不明显。
Now, before you were baptized, your relationship with Christ had not been confirmed, and it's not always obvious.
我跟你说，你如果跟别人说我是心里信耶稣了，只是我还没有受浸，别人只当你是个非基督徒。
Now you may say that you're a Christian, but without that baptism, others will still regard you as a non-believer.
就好像你跟他说我还没有结婚，别人就只当你是一个单身的。
Just like without actually getting married, others will still regard you as a single person.
因为你对于这个关系还没有采取一个认真而具有决定性的动作。
In both cases, you're not serious enough about this relationship and fail to put your actions where your mouth is.
可是你一旦受浸了，信心的一步一旦跨出去了，从此以后你的身份就确定了，你在神和人的面前都已经是所谓的归入了基督。
But once you accept baptism, you make the first leap of faith and your identity is confirmed. God and people will know that you have become one with Christ.
这段经文还说，你们受浸归入基督的都是披戴了基督。
Now the Bible here also says that those who have been baptized into Christ have clothed themselves with Christ.
成为基督徒的第三个步骤就是披戴基督。
And this is the third step in the Christian living.
那大家知道，在美国举行婚礼的话，新郎跟新娘要交换戒指。
Now it is customary in America that the bride and groom exchange rings during the wedding.
那美国人的规矩。你结婚之后呢，你只要以后只要你出门，你手上得戴着这个戒指，人家往你的手上一瞄就知道说这个人结过婚了。
Now you put the wedding bands on the day of your wedding, and other people automatically know that you're married by a simple glance at the ring on your finger.
而你自己也会因为手上戴着这个戒指而过一个结过婚人的生活。
In addition, the ring on your finger is a reminder to yourself to live faithfully as one who is married.
你不会带着这个戒指再去交女朋友。
You're not going to wear your ring and still go find another girlfriend.
那敬礼就是你跟耶稣的结婚戒指。
So baptism is like your wedding band in your marriage to Christ.
披戴基督的意思就是借着一个明显的记号来过基督里的新生活。那敬礼就是这个明显的记号。
To be clothed with Christ is to live as a new person in Christ, and baptism is a symbol of this relationship.
关于过这个新生活，圣经是这么说的：你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Now to clothe yourself with Christ means this.When you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
除了脱去旧人，还要穿上新人。圣经继续说，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So here it emphasizes that we are to be made new in the attitude of your mind and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
那各位弟兄姐妹，当你受浸的时候就开始披戴了基督，然后圣经说所谓披戴基督就是脱去旧人，穿上新人，过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
Once you are baptized, you are clothed with Christ to put on Christ.Is to put off your old self and to put on the new self.
最后，经文说，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。第四就是我们在基督里成为一家人。
The fourth step is being one with others in Christ Jesus.
啊，圣经是这么说，圣经说，当你受浸之后，你的家庭就扩大了。
The Bible says that once you're baptized, your family just got a lot bigger.
你和其他信主的人在主耶稣里面就成为了一家人。
You and the other baptized believers have become one big family in Christ Jesus.
所以我们受浸之后一定要有一个神的家庭的观念。
So after you're baptized, you must have a concept of God's family.
就你不是独来独往的一个人，而是整个神的家庭里面的一份子。
You're no longer a loner. Instead, you're a part of a family.
这个家庭很特别。这个家庭里面没有种族的区别，并不分犹太人、希利尼人。
This family is very special. In this family, there is no segregation based on race, neither Jew nor Greek.
也不分亚洲人、白人、黑人。
Doesn't matter if you're a white, Caucasian, Asian.
在这个家庭里面也没有社会地位的区别。圣经说，不分自主的。为奴的。
In this family, there is no separation based on social classes, neither slave nor free.
在这个家庭里面有男的，也有女的，那大家都是弟兄姐妹，在基督里都是一家人。
And in this family, everyone is a brother or a sister to each other, all family in Christ.
你看我们这间教会，不管你是从大陆来的、台湾来的、香港来的，或什么地方来的，说中文的、说英文的。我们不分这些，我们只看耶稣基督，我们在主里就是一家人。
Now in our church, you can see that we do not discriminate based on where you're from, whether it's from China, Taiwan, or living here, born here, or what language you speak. We only focus on Jesus Christ.
因为如果连一个这么小的一个地方哈，一个地域的观念都没有办法突破的话，你怎么可能会有神国度的观念？
Now, if you cannot refrain from discriminating against others based on socioeconomics, how could you ever have the perspective of the kingdom of God?
那弟兄姐妹，我们受浸归主之后，就要有大的胸襟、大的眼光、大的观念，只看基督，不看其他。
Now, brothers and sisters, once you've been baptized, you have to have a generosity of spirit, have a deeper insight and a bigger horizon.Only look at Jesus. Don't get distracted by other things.
像圣经所说，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督里都成为一了。
So it is as what we read in the scriptures. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以最后啊，边菲菲、辛世涵，还有卢子瑜啊、Patrick、杜平跟杨少红啊，感谢主，今天是你们受浸的日子，愿主赐福你们。
Pastor bless each individual who were baptized today.